Het Magneetfestival, dag 2 en we zijn hier uit en het is lekker weer, eindelijk geen regen. Dus alle kansen om het festivalterrein goed rond te struinen en je komt van alles tegen. En een van de dingen is prachtige sieraden en die sieraden worden gemaakt door Tenna. En Tenna spreekt Engels en ze komt uit Kroatië eigenlijk, maar ze zei mij net al dat ze heel veel plekken heeft op aarde die ze haar thuis noemt. Hello Tenna.
Hello.
How's your Dutch?
Well, I understand some things, but I have to be honest, I never put much effort into learning it.
Okay, well, we will forgive you then.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. Well, the listeners cannot see you, but you look to me like a true world traveler, and I just told everybody that you have many homes in the world.
Yes.
Amsterdam is one of your homes. What are your other homes?
Yes. Well, Amsterdam is one of my favorite homes, definitely. Since I was first time here when I was 17, I said I would really like to live here or at least come here often. Other homes are in Canary Islands. I spend most of my winters there.
Very wise, choice.
There is lots of art and alternative culture also, and Central America, sometimes Spain, Portugal, and rest of the Europe.
Do you ever go back to Croatia?
Once a year, I go visit my family, and
that's enough.
In the summer, usually it's very nice.
So, you're almost famous here at the Magneet Festival because of your jewelry. Can you tell me exactly what kind of jewelry you make?
Well, I make macrame, which is something that in south of Europe, like Spain and Portugal, and in Central America, is a very common technique and very normal for people who are travelers. They're called artesanos. They make like this kind of jewelry from stones and shells and natural materials. And I learned it traveling from friends also.
And do you let's say the material that you use to create your jewelry, do you bring that home from your many travels or do you buy
I find material in different places where I go. Stones are from different places. Yeah, I guess each piece has its own story and comes from a different place, which is like makes it very unique and special.
Good, so each piece of jewelry is in fact unique.
Yeah.
Now when I look at you, once again, people can't see you unfortunately, but you even have feathers in your hair. And did you bring those feathers too from faraway places or are those like local Amsterdam pigeon feathers?
No, these are from Amsterdam.
these are from Amsterdam. Finally a good purpose for the pigeons. So you're not alone here. You actually brought a friend called Just One, I believe.
Yeah, it's a friend of mine that we met together traveling in Central America. And he came to Europe for the first time like 2 months ago. I'm showing him around Holland to,
Well, and does he like it?
Yeah, he likes it. He's still a little bit like culture shocked.
Yeah.
But he
Such
likes it.
Such crazy people we are, the Dutch.
You
know? So, but we do love jewelry.
No,
but
he's surprised with the weather mostly, like all the time rain and
well,
wind.
Well, I must say that he's not very lucky. But today it's a little bit better. But is your friend also selling jewelry or something different?
He's selling handicrafts from Guatemala and Mexico that he brought from his travels. Some of the profit that he sells goes to the community in Costa Rica that we are building, called Rainbow Crystal Land. It's a community open for everybody. There is permaculture and people living together, sharing the land and self-growing food. And
Rainbow Crystal Land.
Yeah.
In Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica, yes.
You are both building this community?
I was there at some point and he was there at some point and we have many friends there, so we are trying to support them by sending some of the money that we make there for the seeds and the tools that they need to build the land. So.
Nice. Yeah. So are you only here today selling your jewelry or also next week?
Well, next week actually we are performing, because we also make music, we are also musicians. And next week we are going to perform in the Sci-Fi Festival in north of Holland.
Okay.
We are doing a performance, so I don't think we'll be here next week.
Oh, that's too bad. So today is a chance for people to check out your jewelry and check out Just One, your friend, and his many items that he brought back from his travels. All in support of your new home.
Yeah.
Your new home, the crystal, what is it again? The crystal?
Rainbow Crystal Land.
The Rainbow Crystal Land. One of the many homes of Tenna. Well, we're happy that Amsterdam is one of your homes.
Yeah, I'm happy too.
And thanks for coming to our studio. And maybe you can also improve the weather a bit for your friends. Yeah. Just one.
We'll try to do a sun dance.
Do a sun dance. Thank you very much, Stenna. Until next time. Bye bye. Dat was Stenna. Zij maakt prachtige sieraden van natuurlijke materialen die zij meebrengt van haar reizen. En ze loopt hier nou zelfs ook met duivenveren in haar haar. Dus ik zei al, dan hebben we toch nog een goed doel voor onze duiven. Geen duiven verder in deze container. Die zijn hier niet welkom. Wie wel welkom is, dat ben jij. Dus ben je op het Magneetfestival. Kom dan even langs. We zitten aan het begin van het terrein boven de EHBO. Dat zijn trouwens ook hele aardige dames die pleisters verstrekken. Maar je kunt er ook voor serieuze dingen terecht. Zoals Floris Brouwers en brandwonden van de Gria Spinjam. Die trouwens ook op het Sci-Fi Festival is. Dus als ik het zo hoor, is dat ook een festival om uit te checken. Maar wij zijn in ieder geval nog op Magneet. En luister ook volgende week trouwens naar Amsterdam FM. Want dan zijn we er ook weer bij op zaterdag en zondag. En wie er trouwens dan ook bij zijn, dat is de jeugd van tegenwoordig. Hebben we net al gehoord. Je hoort het altijd het eerst op Amsterdam FM. En dit is Sterrenstof.